The kingdom of Allah, 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 the kingdom of Allah. The kingdom of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Kingdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. In this program, we talk about accounts mentioned in the Holy Quran. And today we will talk about account which is regarding Majma'ul Bahrain. Insha'Allah, you'll be learning an immense amount of knowledge. Fascinating account, insha'Allah. And I would suggest if you could sit with your family, if you can ask your children to come and sit with you and listen to this amazing account mentioned in the Holy Quran. And you're going to learn a lot, insha'Allah, if you watch this from start till end. Dear respective viewers of Madani Channel, it has been reported that when Pharaoh, Fir'aun, drowned in the river Nile, along with his army, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam settled in Egypt with the Bani Israel, then one day the following dialogue took place between Allah Azza wa Jal and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. It's really an amazing, beautiful dialogue. Let's listen it now. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. O Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the most beloved bondman to you among your people? Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who invokes my remembrance, dhikr, and never forgets me. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Who is the best one to dispense a judgment? Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who passes judgment justly and is never deceived by worldly desires. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Who is the most knowledgeable person among your bondmen? Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who, along with his knowledge, always strives to acquire knowledge from others, so that he may acquire such a piece of knowledge that may guide him towards righteousness or save him from devastation in after life. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. If there is anyone more knowledgeable than me among your bondmen, then please guide me towards him. Allah Azza wa Jal. Khidr is more knowledgeable than you. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Where should I search for him? Allah Azza wa Jal. On the bank of the sea near the rock. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. How and by what means can I reach there? Allah Azza wa Jal. Travel along with a fish in a basket, and the place where that fish gets lost is the point where you will meet Khidr. After this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam embarked on the journey of Majma'ul Bahrain, a place where two seas meet, along with his servant and disciple Yusha bin Nun alayhi salatu salam. During his journey, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went a far off region, he alayhi salam went asleep at some place. At that very place, the fish in the basket jumped out into the sea. A hole emerged in the area of the water where the fish had fallen into. After waking up, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam resumed his journey. When it was the lunch time, he alayhi salam asked for the fish from his disciple, Sayyidina Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam. He alayhi salam said very humbly and politely, "That place near the hill where you went asleep. The fish jumped into the sea there, and I forgot to inform you." Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, "This was the very place which we were searching for." However, by following back his footsteps, he alayhi salam reached the place which was revealed to him as the meeting place with Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam saw that there was a pious personage sitting there wrapped up in the clothes. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam paid compliments of salam to him, the saint asked, surprisingly, "Where have people that make salam come on this land?" Then he alayhi salam inquired, "Who are you?" Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam replied, "I am Musa alayhi salam." He alayhi salam further inquired, "Who Musa? Are you Musa of the Bani Israel?" Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam replied, "Yes." Then Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, "O Musa, Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed me with such type of knowledge which you do not know, and Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed you with such type of knowledge which I do not know." It clearly meant that I know ilmul asrar, meaning knowledge of secrets, which you do not know, while you are bestowed with ilm sharia, knowledge of religion, which I do not have the knowledge of. Now, respected viewers, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, "O Khidr alayhi salam, do you allow me to follow you so that I can also acquire some of the knowledge which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed you with?" Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, "You will not be able to observe patience with me." Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, "Insha'Allah azza wa jal, I will be patient and will not disobey you at all." Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, "The condition is that you will not ask question about anything until or unless I myself do not inform you." After this mutual agreement, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam took Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam with him and started walking alongside the seashore until they came across a boat. The people on the boat boarded them and they did not even charge any fare. When these people sat in the boat, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam took out his axe from his pouch, detached one of the boat's plank and threw it into the sea. Witnessing this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam could not observe patience and asked the following question to Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Let's listen that.
أَحْرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا.
Did you damage the boat with the reason to drown its passengers? You have indeed done wrong. Now, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, "Did I not tell you that you will not be able to observe patience with me?" Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam apologized and said, "I forgot not to ask any question. Therefore, please neglect it and do not make difficulty in my mission." Then these esteemed people advanced further and Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam came across a child who was the only son of his parent. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam strangled him, banged him on the ground and killed him. Witnessing this terrifying scene, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam could not bear the patience again and said to Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam in a fairly strict tone. And Quran mentions in these words. Let's listen to them.
أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا.
Musa said, "Did you kill a pure soul without any retribution for another soul? You have indeed done something extremely wrong." Now, dear viewers, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam gave the same reply to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, "Did I not inform you that you will not be able to observe patience with me at all?" At this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, "All right, if I ask you anything else after this, then do not stay with me. No doubt that the chance provided by you to me in this regard remains no more." After this, they all resumed their journey together. They reached a village and requested for some food from the villagers, but no one among the villagers served any food. They did not treat them well. Then they both came across a wall in the village that was about to fall. So Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam erected the wall by invoking the Ismi Azam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was already displeased with the bad conduct of the people of the village. So he became angry and could not remain silent and said, and Quran mentions in these words. Let's listen with translation.
If you had wished, you could have asked for compensation for it.
Hearing this, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, from now onwards, we cannot proceed together, and the things that happened for you could not withhold patience. I will explain you the secrets within them. Listen, the boat that I damaged belonged to some poor people who would earn livelihood by virtue of that boat. At some distance ahead, there lived a tyrant king who would capture the good condition boats and would leave the defective ones. So I intentionally took out one of its planks and made it defective, so that it may remain protected from the tyrant king. The parents of the child that I killed were very pious and virtuous people. But the child himself was an infidel by birth. His parents loved him immensely and used to fulfill his every desire. So I feared that the child might divert his parents towards unbelief. That's why I killed him and saved his parents from unbelief. Now, his parents will observe patience and Allah Azza wa Jal will bestow them with a daughter in exchange who will get married to a Nabi and will give birth to a Nabi also, who will guide the people towards Allah Azza wa Jal. The secret behind repairing the damaged wall was that it was property of two orphans, beneath which was buried their hidden treasure. Their father was a pious person. If this wall had collapsed, the people of the village would have taken that treasure. Your Rabb Azza wa Jal destined these two orphans to grow up and dig out their treasure. Thus, I repaid the wall. This is the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal unto these children. O Musa alayhi salam, be assured that whatever I did was not from my own accord. Instead, I did all this to fulfill the order of Allah Azza wa Jal. After this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam returned to his native country. Dear respected viewers, did you listen to the fascinating account of Majma'ul Bahrain? Let's now talk about Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, a bit of his introduction. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam is called Abul Abbas. His name is Balya and his father's name is Malkan. Balya is a word from the Syrian language. Its translation in Arabic is Ahmed. His title is Khidr. And the meaning of the word Khidr is green thing. Wherever he alayhi salam would sit, green grass would grow due to his blessings. And due to this reason, people started calling him Khidr. He alayhi salam belonged to a very honorable family lineage and his ancestors were kings. Dear viewers, very interesting fact, some spiritual scholars have mentioned that a Muslim who remembers his name, his father's name and his kunya would not suffer fateless end. Inshallah, his iman will remain protected. So what is the name? Abul Abbas Balya bin Malkan. So remember this, inshallah, it's one of the beautiful ways to protect iman. The majority of Islamic scholars are of the opinion that he alayhi salam is still alive and will remain alive until the day of judgment. Because he alayhi salam has drunk the water of life, abi hayat. Numerous friends of Allah Azza wa Jal used to avail his company to attain blessings. In this context, a spiritual saint, Sayyid Bikri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has written about Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam in these words. I swear by your Rabb, Sayyidina Khidr is alive, and the one who believes that he is dead will only be the one who has not been able to see his enlightened beauty. So wherever the fragrant breeze blow, may my salam be unto him, and may the blowing breeze convey my salam with purity to him. Subhanallah. These are the beautiful words he has written in Arabic, and I read the translation. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam has also been privileged to physically meet the most dignified Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, he alayhi salam is also a companion sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. What a fortune he possesses. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, I hope you enjoyed, you learned a lot regarding Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, an account regarding Majma'ul Bahrain and a beautiful dialogue which happened between Allah Azza wa Jal and Sayyidina Musa ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. You also learned about Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability to learn knowledge and to gain wisdom, inshallah, from wherever we can get the knowledge of Quran and Ahadith. Alhamdulillah, we can get that from the blessed atmosphere of Dawat Islami, and we can get this from the company of scholars and awliya Allah. So we should not lose any opportunity to keep the company of pious people. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me tawfiq to act upon, and we should all act upon. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The kingdom of Allah, 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 the kingdom of Allah.